Yeah, Brian is good, thankfully. Look, we all know how serious it was on Friday night, and you know, while it was disappointing to lose the match, you know, at the end of the day, it was crucial that Brian was okay, because it was very critical there for quite a number of minutes, and I don't think probably people realise how serious it was. But thankfully, you know, when Dr. John Brown jumped the fence, he was able to act on it straight away. But you know, he got the best of attention, and he's good. He turned up to training yesterday morning to say hello to us, and he's gone back in for a scan today. But everything looks okay, and look, he's on the road to recovery. As in, when he's back, we really don't know. We'll probably have a better idea by the weekend, but certainly he's out for Friday night. Rob Lehan is out still. Garrod Morrissey is just back to training, so we'll assess him over the next 2 days. And that other than that, everyone else seems to be okay. There's a fantastic bunch of guys down here. They've really, you know, we've really done brilliantly this year. Everything that I've asked, they've done. And last Friday night, Bohemians played excellently. You know, we didn't play as well as we could have. And it was just a disappointing night. And, you know, even though we didn't play well, you know, at 1-0 down, up to time Lenny got injured. You know, unfortunately, the 3 substitutions made, so we ended up the last 25 minutes, we were playing with 10 men. You know, so why we didn't play well, we were still in the game at 1-0. But obviously when Lenny went off, it definitely probably knocked us a small bit, and obviously down to 10 men. But look, we take nothing away from Bohemians. They played very well. It was a disappointing performance from us. But at the same time, look, we've done brilliantly all year. You know, we're up against it Friday night. You know, everyone think that Dundalk are champions elect, and maybe they are. But, you know, I suppose there's an opportunity for us. We've worked hard the last 2 days of training, opportunity for us in front of our own crowd to see how good they are, and it's up to us to give us our best shot. And I certainly think that you know, we're gonna throw everything we can at Dundalk and give them as tough a game as we can. And if they prove they're better than us, well and good. But you know, at the same time, it's important for us that we give a very high quality performance. And I'm appealing to the crowd to get into the ground early, because we all know it's going to be a very big crowd, but I'm hoping they can get in there early and create that atmosphere that we can make it a very difficult night for Dundalk and see where we are after 90 minutes.
Dundalk and Pat, it could be a kind of define the season, couldn't it, for you, the first 8 days of August?
It doesn't matter. Friday night is what we need, because I keep saying in this league, you know, we've come from the last couple of seasons where we haven't been in contention at all, to a situation where we've a real opportunity of qualifying for Europe. And last week was disappointing, because you know, we lost the match, two we didn't play as well. But look, the beauty is we're coming into August, as I said, where we have quite a few home matches, and we think the crowds are going to be very big, and we just need everyone to sort of rally around and create that atmosphere that hopefully we can make it uncomfortable for Dundalk. And that's all we're looking forward to. And we know how big the match is, we know how big of a challenge it is. But at the same time, you know, I'm confident that if we put a high intensity performance in, you know, we're capable of getting results. And we'll see. But look, Stephen Kenny's done a fantastic job with Dundalk. He's been building for a couple of years. You know, he probably has the biggest budget in the league. He probably has the biggest squad. He's won trophies, you know, with different clubs. He's a lot of experience. So, you know, I suppose they are odds-on favourites, you know, but they're coming to Cork, and we have to see, can we put in a good performance? And I'm hoping we will. We do expect to have a huge crowd. You know, from my point of view, I'm just hoping, because it's on TV at 8 o'clock, that obviously the match can't be delayed. So I'm appealing to the crowd to get into the ground early, create the atmosphere when the warm-up was going on, and you know, hopefully that we'll come out at the start of the match that there is you know, a 6,000 crowd there. And you know, because I think everyone understands how big the game is, and after last week, you know, it's not going to determine who wins the league or anything like that, but it certainly gives us an opportunity that, you know, we could go back joint top on Friday night, and our Dundalk could extend the league. So it's you know, it's a big game. It's fantastic. It's great for the lads. I said to them this morning, again, this time last year, we were nowhere. We have a chance on Friday night to go back on top. We're playing in front of our own supporters, hopefully the biggest crowd of the season. And, you know, it's you know, and I suppose the crucial thing is we're written off. No one has given us a chance. You know, it's incredible that when you lose one game, people keep writing us off, which they've done all year. So it's an opportunity for us, really, that to step up to the mark and really put up to Dundalk. And while they look unbeatable at the moment. Maybe they are. It's a situation that it's the biggest game of the season so far, and we didn't play well last Friday night, and there's an opportunity and an onus on the whole lot of the squad to step up to the mark and put in a big performance Friday night, and that's what we're hoping to do. Last Friday night, we didn't play well. Bohemians played very well, and I only keep looking back on what we've done early in the season. That doesn't bother me. Can't do anything about it. It's just that last week's match, we didn't play as well as I felt we could have. We were below par in lots of areas, and we've trained really well this week, really hard. And I've told the lads that, you know, at the end of the day, Friday night we're up against it. We're given no chance. You know, I keep saying Dundalk are odds on favourites. You know, they have a tremendous squad, fantastic players, fantastic manager. And maybe they are brilliant. You know, and the run-in will probably show if they are or not. But then again, maybe they're not. You know, and we have to see, are we as good as them? And that's the test for us. And we have to play really well Friday night, and I'm hoping that we will come out of traps and that we'll play well and put them up to test. And if we play well and they're better than us, that's fine. But I have a feeling that if we play well, we could get a result. And that's the way I look at it. So, you know, what went on before doesn't matter. It's just all that matters is Friday night, because it gives an opportunity that we could go back, join top of the table if we win. And that's a situation that, coming into the last game of the second round of the season, if you said at the start of the season you would have that opportunity, I think you'd have taken it. So that opportunity there for us to go back on top Friday night, and we'll see if we can do that, and we'll see if we're good enough to do that. Carrot has been missing for 3 or 4 weeks. He's out of training this morning. He wants to train for another hour after everyone else to prove how good he is. But, you know, we have to be careful, because the medical people are telling us, no, he can't do that. So we just have to see how he reacts tomorrow. But, you know, certainly he'll be in the panel unless there's a bad reaction. But I'd certainly hope that he's involved in the squad for Friday night. Look it. The whole league evolves around Dublin. We all know that, okay? And to slag us off or say things about us, that's fine. That's people's opinion. We're the second highest goal scorers in the league. You know, we've been doing fine. We've played some fantastic football. We've beaten Rovers home and away, 3-0, 2-0, 5-5 in aggregate. You know, we had Pat's start of the year. We've sort of won the majority of our matches. If you go to Turner's Cross, even if you go back to the match 2 weeks ago against UCD, I think you look at the second half, we created 13 goal opportunities. You know, I think we play fantastic football. You know, I think when you look at it, you know, when Morrissey is flying, when Colin Healy is flying, Dan coming out of the back, Lennon going down the wing, Billy going down the wing, I think we've been an absolute fantastic team to watch. You know, I think maybe sometimes people make those comments and they don't watch us. They might see us once in 8 matches or once in 5 matches, and they make throwing that type of comment. Look at last Friday night, wasn't a good performance from us. A lot of people were at that match around Dublin. They mightn't have seen us. Most of the time, very few of them ever come to Cork. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's their opinion. But to be honest with you, I'm too long in the tooth to worry about those things. I see us, that at the end of the day, our concern is our own people, our own supporters. What do they think? And I think if you look back on our matches, I think our home supporters have seen us given fantastic performance at home, exciting, getting down to the boil and getting across in the box, creating chances, you know. And we've had a few disappointing results and a few disappointing performances, but at the same time, we haven't had many. And, you know, if you're being honest with you, Bard and Dock away in the Rover and Bowes last week, even the only other match was Pat's away, the 3-2 game, that was a humdinger of a match. And we could have easily, you know, got a result. So, you know, look at what you know. It's. I can't really. To be honest, yeah, and I'm deadly honest. I'm not really bothered. I'm really only interested in Cork City. I'm just in the players. I'm just the supporters. To see, can we get a good, passionate team that play well? And I think our supporters can see exactly what we're trying to do. I think our supporters think we're a very good team, and I think we are. I think we play well, and we do things well, and we score lots of goals, and we create lots of chances. And last Friday night was a bad night, but. As I said, next Friday night we'll see if we can put up to the knock.